Jo. Robert?
Yep.
All right, I'll open this ordinary council meeting of the 26th of August 2026 open. Welcome everyone. Before we begin, I remind elected members, employees and the public that this meeting is being recorded in accordance with Regulation 14L of the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996. The recordings will be made publicly available and serve as a public record of proceedings. While Section 9.57A of the Local Government Act 1995 provides local government with limited protection from defamation, liability for content published on its official website as part of a broadcast of recording of council proceedings. This does not extend to elected members or employees, and I encourage all participants to ensure their contributions are respectful, professional and consistent with the standards expected of the council meetings. Please remember that all comments will form part of the public record. Record of attendance, apologies, approved leave of absence. We have a leave of absence for the CEO, Stanley Campbell. We've got an apology from Councillor McNabb and an apology from Councillor Pomacala. Everyone else is here. Declarations of interest by elected members and council employees and members in the meeting agenda. Do we have any?
No.
Response to previous public questions taken on notice. We have nil, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's cool. None.
Public question time. Are there any questions from the public at this point in time? No worries. Applications for leave of absence. The next meeting is scheduled for the 23rd of September 2026. We do have a request from Councillor McNabb and Councillor Pomacala to request a leave of absence for September ordinary council meeting. Do we have a mover? Councillor Bartram and Councillor Broad. Are there any other applications for leave of absence? Because it won't be accepted anyway. All right, in that case, I'll put it to the vote. Those in favour? 5-0, carried. Thank you. Confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. Is someone like to move the minutes of the ordinary council meeting held on 22nd of July 2026 be confirmed as a true and correct record of proceedings? Thank you, Councillor Wees. Thank you, Councillor Fisher. Are there any questions or comments on those minutes? In that case, I'll put that to the vote. All those in favour? 5-0 carried. Thank you. Announced by the person presiding over the discussion, I have nil petitions, deputations, presentations, or submissions. We have nil. Matters requiring decisions. Question for council: has anyone got any issues if I bring forward 10.3.6 and we deal with that one first? Nope. All right. Let me find it. Sorry about that.
We have to move and second.
Do we to change it?
Yeah, to bring it forward.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Councillor Broad, thank you. Thank you, Councillor Fisher. Any questions? Put that to vote. All those in favour? 5-0. Thank you. Alright. Thanks, sir. Alright, would someone like to move the 10.3.6 Narrative Jet Sprint Club Inc. 2026 Championship Round sponsorship request?
Happy to move the officer's recommendation.
Thank you, Councillor Wees. Seconder? Councillor Fisher. Questions, comments?
I guess my comment is very happy to recommend the sponsorship. I am concerned about water, given the season, but I understand that that will be looked at separately. So in terms of this recommendation, I'm happy to vote with it.
Following on from Councillor Weeks's comments, in what context will the water be discussed? Correction, please.
I'm assuming it's going to be discussion later, but I reckon we should be putting something in here because there is some concerns. Mm-hmm. So I don't have any dramas if someone wants to put in, well, if the mover and second are happy to put a 0.6 in, that there's been no water withdrawn from the railway dam.
I would support such a motion.
What's the date of the first event? I'm just concerned about making a decision here and now when any water levels are completely fickle and dependent on Mother Nature, which I gave up trying to predict years ago. It's probably for me, that's not necessarily a councillor decision. It's probably an operational officer decision based on conditions of railway dam at the time. If it's overflowing by November, your decision is going to be very different to if the turtles are walking out to move to greener pastures.
I agree. I think that I think from a community perspective and the email received a week ago, I think we've got to actually, I think council needs to be involved in that decision. It's my take on that point. I think we've got to, that's fine to make that decision closer to the date. If we have got 300 mil we're missing between now and then, but if we don't, I think we've got to be very careful that, no water is taken out of that railway dam. It's there's nothing there now.
You know, to me, strategically, this is going to be an ongoing concern.
Yep.
I think, one avenue that we as a council could take would be to ask our officers to formulate some metrics around it, when we can and when we can't. And I think that would stand us on good stead in the future, because it will be an issue that comes up again and again, and we need to have some basis on which to make the decision. So I think the best thing in the short term would be to formulate some serious metrics. One, so we can make a good decision at the time, given conditions, and two, so that we have a defendable position for us to take.
And to add to that, Councillor, is also to give the club some clarity.
Sure.
On standards expected.
Does anyone have an issue with asking a question of the gallery?
Not at all.
What are your thoughts on the water? What's your plans? I suppose is the question we really need to.
Well, obviously we're hoping that the river gods still see drop some more down. There's plenty in Perth today, but bring a great
with it.
It's obviously, yes, it's a concern from us, but it's hard to work out dates for an event knowing whether we've got water or whether you haven't got water. And obviously, if we haven't got water, we haven't got an event. But in saying that, we have to put out dates obviously, you know, in the future to work towards. But yeah, obviously everything's subject to water.
So at one stage there was discussion around putting a bore down. Did any happen with that or?
No, we did try and meet with the guy that was going to dig a bore and was full of promises. And nothing came about from that. We actually did it. Well, he was going to do a budget deal with us sort of scenario, to help club out sort of scenario. We did our bit, but he didn't do his. So we're back to square one as far as the bore is concerned.
Yep.
We have been told that it's very salty. So that then that leaves the problem of if we fill the water up with the salt, is getting rid of the water or pumping the water back to Railway Dam is obviously going to cause problems.
Yeah.
Now, while we're not racing out there, we do not require any water in there, hence why we pumped all the water last season back into Railway Dam, which we intend to do every single time. Now, if we pump water from Railway Dam for the October round, we'd obviously monitor how much we pumped out as to whether we pump it straight back. But we're anticipating two events, one being the end of October, and the next one being the end of November, so it's only sort of 4 weeks apart. The reason for those dates is apparently ABC TV are out here that particular weekend filming, and are fairly interested in jet sprinting and also the SES, which help us out big time. So that's obviously the push for those particular dates. But yeah, obviously it does come down to water. And then we would be pumping our water back to the Railway Dam when we didn't require it anyway, so.
I'd be interested to know how many litres of water are needed to be
moved
to make
a
competition?
We calculated at the end of the event, we pumped 10 million litres back to Railway Dam. Now, we only took 200 mil out to fill our trap, 200 mil when we started the event. We pumped 10 million litres back, working on the calculations of what the pump we used basically. Pump back. So, and we've got access, thanks to Narrow and Earth Moving, to grease pump once again. So, And now, initially, when we came out here a few years ago, going back in the early stages, we pumped out a Railway Dam to run that event, but the track was empty when we started pumping. Now, our track's not empty at the moment, and we basically drained Railway Dam to run that event. So I'm anticipating we know we're going to nowhere near drain Railway Dam to top up what's required for our race. And obviously we'd monitor as to how much we take out as to whether we pump it straight back again Sunday afternoon after we're finished, or whether it would stay in there for the next event rather than pumping it back. But that's up to you guys. If we have to pump it back, we'll pump it back.
Yep.
So at the moment, are we offering any water from Railway Dam to the jet spring club?
Well, it's not in the recommendation, though. We're just talking about the sponsorship. The question is whether we actually, Councillor Weeds wasn't comfortable with any comments in at the moment, and it's got to be a metrics thing because, it's, as you said, it's not just this year, it's every year.
So, was the decision made at a council resolution, or was it just a.
At a council resolution for what?
For the water.
Originally, the.
To pump from Railway Dam.
Previously has been.
I'm not 100% sure it was actually a resolution. I don't
or was it just a sort of an informal decision?
I think it was an informal discussion, I think, at the time. Yeah. So, yeah.
It was originally written in our lease regarding pumping from our OEM.
Okay. There you go.
There were no metrics. My understanding, no. There was nothing about you can pump.
No, it's nothing about levels, neither.
Yeah.
We've always tried to maintain what water we've taken,
yeah.
Put extra back.
Yeah. So you obviously can see the concern we have this year with the levels, the low levels they're at,
yeah.
What is available,
to get
to make sure, try to appease yourselves and keep
the
community happy as well. What point would you need to make sure for, I know a lot of work goes into your organisation and setting dates and etc. So what point would be a deadline for you to make the call on the events? So how long can we wait for the rain?
Probably a couple of weeks out.
So I think the way we would, it's up to the moves of the motion, whether the condition needs to be put in there for review, ongoing review, or like you're saying.
Or like Councillor Weiss said, we have
set some
metrics.
Yep, some levels or
something. Yep. May I ask a question?
Yep. If there's any other, in the, I'm going to say no, but yes, go for it.
Would you take the water out without telling us?
No.
Thank you.
It's a mammoth exercise.
I was going to say, yeah, there's no way it would happen without us knowing.
Yeah, something you see on the big machinery.
Yeah.
Which does lead us into another aspect of, we have been donated a pile of pipe to be accessed from Railway Dam to our track without having to lay pipe down. But that's obviously into the future. We'll also put an application in if, you know, what happens with that scenario, so that it can easily be, basically we can easily drain the track back to Railway Dam without having to lay 200 metres of lay flat hose out. So, but that's obviously something we'll have to discuss with the council, because where the pipe needs to go is not actually on our leased land.
Yep. I'm comfortable with the resolution as is. Has any decision to make allow the club to take water from Railway Down will not be done without the administration and the councillor's knowledge. So it will come to us in some form or another. And I support Councillor Weiss's comment that we need to describe a set of circumstances, metrics, however you want to decide to make it feasible.
Yep.
Through the chair, I think the establishment of specific metrics is more of a protection mechanism for the club, for their organisation. It's not so much. I mean, obviously, if we get to a trigger point, then that's fine. But the club needs to know that if we're only at 10 centimetres instead of 20. And there's no rain forecast, it's not going to happen. But we need to develop those somehow.
Yes. Just for information, 10 million litres is north of 300 movements with a 30,000 litre tanker to look at tracking it in from off-site, for example.
And that's one thing that I did discuss with the CEO, is about using the water that's inside the racetrack.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's that cost of...
The cost of
that's a lot of truck ones.
Yeah.
Mm.
It would help to kill two birds with one stone, right? It's just the cost of exercise.
But it'd certainly be but that 10 million litres, that was actually when it was emptied.
That was pumped
back in, so that was actually emptying it out from the full level 10. So it's half full, it's only 5 million litres.
Yep.
Yeah.
there's nothing fancy we can do in terms of tapping into the treated water system.
Through the chair, no. No, we're not allowed to use it for road construction. There'd be no way it'd be allowed to be used for a water event.
I'm just seeing using their piping to move water from our dam to there.
No, through the chair, there's no pipework running past railway dam for the effluent system.
No, it's miles away.
Miles away.
Because it goes the other way. That's what I'm on.
I'd like to make a flippant comment. Apparently, there's some pipe.
probably not the 3 kilometres we need, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, trust me, every time we drive in here and we drive past the pipeline, one of my co-workers that we work with, he actually built the track up in Mount Newman, and he actually tapped into the main town's water supply to fill his truck. And at the particular time, they had a whole pile of people walking around with laptops, thinking that they had this massive water underground leak. Water leak. And it wasn't that at all. It's because he was filling his truck up. So,
thank you.
Yeah. All right. So, can we leave it with the administration to look at it?
Yes.
At some sort of matrix.
We're happy with that. We can.
And the consultation with the CEO back to get sprint going over the next 6 weeks and just keep the council informed. Happy with that? Yep.
Yep.
All right. Cool. All right. Any other questions? No? All right. In that case, I'll put the vote. All those in favour? 5-0 carried, thank you. Thank you for coming down. So we'll go back to 10.3.1, the monthly financial reports.
You're right, really,
right? Yeah.
That's why we want forward.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks for coming down.
Appreciate
it.
Thank you.
Stay in contact.
Thank you.
Monthly financial reports. Good mover. Thank you, Councillor Fisher. Seconder. Thank you, Councillor Weeds. There's less of us here. You gotta put your hand up faster. All right. Questions of the monthly financials, with financial reports.
Not a lot of action yet.
No.
But big numbers, nevertheless.
No one's got anything?
No.
No?
Not for this section.
Right, then I'm going to move on. I'll put the vote. All those in favour? Rightio. Mm-hmm. 10.3.2. Someone like to move it? Thank you, Councillor Bartram. Seconder.
Yep.
Thank you, Councillor Broad. No questions here, we'll just move on.
If I may, I just had a couple of questions. Item 200, and it was just a question around, it was for the replacement.
I'm getting there, I'm getting there.
Sorry.
Services.
The notation is replacement plaque for a good friend Normie. How was the original lost? I guess is a question as to if it's a replacement that we're paying for, our responsibility. Was it a vandalism? Was it a
shown vision?
Through the chair, I can answer that one.
Yep.
That plaque was ordered a fair while ago. The spec that was sent to the Edwards family for the next wall was actually incorrect. So when the plaque arrived, it was the wrong size.
Okay.
So we agreed to
pay for the new plaque so that it wouldn't stand out and, on the wall and it would match everything else that was there.
Thank you.
Yep.
Great answer. And the next one I had was 275. And I just noticed there was it was a big amount of invoices, and there was several from last year. And the question is around, was it a case of Marriage and Pumps late invoicing or us paying it late or something happened there? I'm happy for that to be on notice.
No, through the chair, I can answer that one. Hyde went and saw the rep down at our Marriage and Pumps solar and spraying prior to the end of financial year to remind him that we had taken possession of goods that we had not been invoiced for. And I went and seen him not too long ago and reminded him yet again that we had many goods and invoices outstanding, to which we received all of the invoices the same day back to it.
Once a year counts.
That's
how they roll.
And that, I was going to say. That's what I was going to say.
They don't roll that way with my pool chemicals.
Oh, right. Maybe they're just worried about you.
Probably that could be the case.
Yeah.
But thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you. Just through the chair, also that if we do receive June invoices, they still get dated to the 12th month of that financial year, so it's still going to the expenses in last year's budget.
Okay.
Right. Unless we've closed off the annual financial report, which we haven't yet done. So, So we do have adjustments in terms of our actual surplus deficit calculation, but it takes into account all the outstanding invoices that may come in.
That much in here, but...
My assumption is also in that case you've got outstanding purchase orders, don't you? That's how you pick up.
Yeah, that's correct. Thank you.
So our system is working, but others perhaps are not.
Through the chair, that's correct.
Thank you. And 205, the LGIS WA. So that's half the premiums, is that right? So half a million in insurance.
Through the chair, that is correct.
For every building and every piece of equipment.
That covers all our policies, so public liability, officers, risk, professional indemnity.
Yeah.
Most of it's council's indemnity.
Is it all the vehicles as well?
Correct, all plant and equipment, yes.
Go, Councillor Martin.
It is still not Cafe 45.
Which number?
580. Cafe at 45. Federal Street, but not Cafe 45. And the only other real one I've got is at 687.
Hang on, you're with that one.
Thank you.
Sorry, yes.
Is Water Corp. And John Higgins gets mentioned, but sneaking in between that is the race course track water meter. So it doesn't seem to be differentiated. I thought they were on different meters now.
Through the chair, that is correct, so I can have a look at that one.
So if you actually read it closely, one's got an SK 135029 metre and one's got an SK 175003 metre.
Mm. Is the councillor saying we haven't split the amount?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah,
okay,
correct.
So
that's all it is.
Certainly report back on that one.
And then that gets charged back to the... Race club, doesn't it?
Yep, correct.
And that could be the current one.
No, it's the stand by. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Councillor Lees, do you have any?
No.
No. All good. Cool. In that case, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? 5-0. Thank you. 10.3.3 Astro Tourism WA Astro Tourism Towns Project Partnership 26-27. Councillor Fisher, thank you. Seconder. Thank you, Councillor Bartram. Questions or comments?
One question. Do we know if there was any STEM engagement with the high school from the astro-tourism people. I know that was one of their goals in the...
The couple of functions I went and spoke at Thomas Holm, there certainly wasn't a big, large part of school kids. There were some kids there, but they were just there with their parents and everyone. But I don't know if they actually went to the school and actually did some work with them, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Any other questions? One thing that did actually surprise me a little bit was the actual cost of running the functions for them after the sponsorship bit. Seemed a bit. A lot of work, a lot of cost to run it for them after you paid the sponsorship for it.
You know, often when you give out these sponsorships, they're able to supply you with information, you know, potentially how many accommodation, bed nights, astro tourists might have taken up. Have we seen any data like that to help us make a decision?
Not that I'm aware of. The last night that I can, well, that I went to, I'm not saying there was another one since, but the last one was the year before the Exmouth thing, of which there was, I'm going to say there was probably 30 people there at Thomas Holm for that evening, and that was a bit more of the discussion was probably a bit of astrotourism, but also a bit of a lead up to what's going on the following year.
The total eclipse business.
But I don't know. I don't believe they've had another function here since. I could be wrong. No. Yep.
The golf club hadn't been contacted again. They used to contact us regularly to utilise the car park there as well.
Right.
Because it was a good site for them.
Yep.
And their communications there for a while.
We used to have a farm stay on farm. I think in the last 12 months before that stopped operating, there were two bookings which were coming from some sort of a dark sky website. But you know, if you looked at the return from those bookings and extrapolated it, I would still struggle to see a good return for the Shire's dollar.
Yep. Yep.
How long have we been giving the money? A few years,
a couple of years, isn't it?
I'm gonna say 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. It's not a long time.
I think, yeah. We were basically, when Carol first set up, we were one of the first, more than that first year that Shires have signed up.
I'm just of interest to see that it's turned up on as an item at all. Does that mean Regina is constantly looking at what we're spending money on or joined or, you know? Is it,
just
I think the CEO's watching what we spend money on.
Okay.
Through the chair, I think the main reason for this one coming to council was because it was a specific separate decision of council to join it rather than it just being an item that was included in a number of items in the budget. So, yeah.
Any other questions? In that case, I'll put the vote. All those in favour? It's carried 5-0. Proposed library entrance mural installation. Thank you, Councillor Bartram. Seconder. Thank you, Councillor Weiss.
Just respect to this. This was brought to us by CDO officer. However, I understand that it's been something that the staff at the library have been seeking for a number of years to post it, unbeknownst to me, but look, maybe it just didn't get far and they thought it'd get a Guernsey this time, and we considered it, and as you saw in the recommendation, it just didn't, to include local authors, perhaps not all of them, but some of them. It was just a nice way of recognising people on a long-term basis, and certainly it would brighten up that entrance particularly. I was confused as to which wall it was, and then I realised it's the brick wall. So
brick wall
that is on the footpath, yeah.
It's the brick wall as you walk off Federal Street, Fortune Street.
It would be on the...
It's on the left.
It's on the right.
So it's on the right, is it?
On the right, next to the library building.
Right.
Yeah, all between there. So.
Yep.
How high is
it? Well, it starts off that high and then just gets...
There's also, is there not a brick wall on the other side? As a retainer, is
it? Limestone.
No,
it's a limestone.
There's limestone. Oh, right,
yeah.
Put up.
Yep.
After we said no, it's
the paper bit.
Yep.
You were.
Too young. I thought the budget was quite large. Not that far, is it?
Through the chair, I believe the proposal was to use Mr. Smith, who just charges materials.
So he's still around?
Coming back,
is he? Right. Yep. So.
Is there a concept in mind?
Look, as you scroll through a bit more and have a look, not?
Sorry.
There you go. All right. So I'm assuming, that's just a concept there, but I'm assuming none of those are. None of those are the local authors?
I don't think so. Louisa L. Alcott is a very close. He's a local author.
Or
Jane Austen.
We'll take it. Just going back to the conversation around the townscape of local authors.
Yeah.
Are we talking the likes of Maureen White as a local author or not?
No names were specifically suggested. It just thought it would be a nice concern. And how far local goes, I don't know whether it just includes anybody within 50 km, something like that.
So who's making that decision? The CDOs? Or Townscape? I suppose that's my only question.
Yeah, no, well,
if we're going to put this up and it's basically issued external funding not issued by 35th of March and the report come back for the Shire funding, if we approve this, who makes that call on the local? I'm nervous of kickback from Townscape if one author gets on there and they miss four. Yeah. Is my only question.
I just refer to the exec manager. I mean, what asking him what he thought the intent of that comment was.
I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to work out as to
the process of who we.
Yeah.
Through the chair, could be presented to the next Townscape meeting for authors to be selected.
I've got no problems with the office recommendation as it is. I just think we need to make sure that, and I think it's not going to happen. When's the next Townscape meeting?
About 6 weeks away.
Yeah. So the question then is the library staff able to put some of those options forward for, because I'm happy for the Townscape committee just to sign off on who it is. Yeah. I just need to make sure that someone is. That's all. I don't believe it needs to be us.
I think we've got enough trust in the townscape community to actually make that call on making sure there's some local content there, that's all.
Did you want to do it prior, just, you know, contact the townscape committee members and just ask them for...
I'd be more inclined that the library staff go through it, because they're going to know.
Library network.
Yeah. And just go back to them and say, right, that it's all been approved and everyone's happy with it. But you just provide a list of who that they want some local, as long as there's some local authors are in there, who would you recommend?
And preferably a copy of the spine of the book.
Or this designer,
if someone's got their book was bright red,
and
you've got to put on a yellow spine, well, it needs to be representative of the book they actually wrote.
Yes.
So, I mean, I guess it's just a concept. I mean, you know, you could argue that we need to decide on which book goes there, but you're happy with whatever else goes on, but obviously there's a smack.
I just want to make sure we actually do get
the local,
that gets back to the library side, because if it, now we have to send this back to, I mean, I might hope that the execs that are in the room would make sure, but just want to get the library to, if they can just look, the feedback to the library going, yes, everyone, the townsite can be happy, council happy, how about, but one of the questions back is, we want some, can you make sure you include some local authors, who would you select?
Yeah.
And that went back to townsite, said, yep, happy with that.
Yeah.
And then it's up to them to deal with it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that? Yeah, sounds very, very
so good. So who takes that on?
Through the chair, that would be me.
Thank you. Any other question?
No.
Who's in charge of the library?
John.
through the chair, that's Regina's department.
Okay. It was Regina that proposed this in the first place. So
yeah.
There we go.
Yep. And I'm sure it won't take very long to actually come up with that. I don't think we've got hundreds of authors in our region, so...
George.
Oh, that's it. There's a classic one.
There's your conflict of interest.
Yeah. A Fortunate Life. I'm facing.
That's Wickerman. That's Wickerman. You're stretching it.
Someone's 50Ks.
Happy to...
He was more tall than a bit further.
No, definitely Wickerman.
Mr. Bush Crooked.
Yep. All right. Happy with that?
Yep.
Happy. All right, all those in favour? 5-0, thank you. Okay. Oh, shit, sorry. That was absolute majority, too. I'm sure it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
One of the last couple was.
It is. That was. Mm-hmm.
That one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Missed that one. 10.3.5 Leadership WA. Councillor Bartram, thank you. Councillor Fisher, thank you. I think it's a great initiative. Any other questions or comments? No?
Just one. Is it? Are they in competition with anybody else, or I mean, they seem to be a single group? Is there, you know, not half a dozen other groups that competing in that space, hate the word, for that type of thing? And, or is this they've approached Dakota or Janelle? Or Janelle has approached us or known us, or is it? It's just I haven't seen it before, so very unknown to me. It's a great thing, but you know, it's not. Is it known to anybody else?
Well, I've heard of Leadership WA.
Yeah.
But that's about as far as I know. And I thought I read it this morning that they actually did approach.
Thanks, just
yeah.
Approach
the
Shire.
Support it, but yeah.
No, that's fine.
for a youthism.
Yeah, that's right.
Just one of his direct approach.
Yeah.
It certainly goes towards us promoting youth in some way, which we've been in our strategic plan struggling to find outlets to spend their money in that.
Yep. Happy? Put in the vote. All those in favour? Carry 5-0. Thank you. Ten point 3.7, request to waiver debt collection and penalty interest fees, 80 Northwood Street, Narrage. Someone like to move the officer's recommendation. Thank you, Councillor Broad. Seconder. Thank you, Councillor Weaves. Questions?
I was showing sympathy until I read he was overseas. I thought, okay. Does that mean
that's a lot of time he's had?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And even back early on when we actually tried to get a payment plan and saw that, never get no correspondence at all.
Has he only recently bought it like 4 years ago and never paid rates, or has he known it only for years and paid rates and then stopped paying, or any history available?
I don't know, I put that far back.
I'm sorry, I can't answer that.
No, that's all right. It's just.
There is something there.
In arrears since 2022.
Yeah.
They must have been paying it until then.
Yeah, the question around the date of acquisition is the one I can't answer, though.
No.
But it won't open my decision in support of the motion, but it was just a thought that.
Yeah.
It would go to prove that he owned it before, and with his pay rates, then this was not a surprise.
Yeah.
But you buy a property, and you know, even when you buy it, you know, it's part of the deal, isn't it? Land rates is part of the settlement.
Yep.
You know it.
I've got sympathy for anyone involved, you know, serious car accident, but I've got some experience with chasing debts from another organisation. You know, my experience says that you're likely to get a good outcome by working with people who are happy to engage frequently and regularly. People who don't engage until the big stick's waved, they're normally people that are gaming you, and I don't have a lot of sympathy for people that are gaming us or and using us as effectively as a low interest bank. So in this case, I'm not inclined to support the request for hardship, circumstances of hardship.
Question: how close are we to saying we're going to buy it, we're going to take it and sell it, and for our ways then? Is that another year or 2 years?
Through the chair, it's normally at least a 3-year term. And looking at what's happened there, we would be relatively close.
A 3-year term.
Yeah.
I think it's reasonable to make the person involved aware of what could possibly happen.
All right, In that case, I'll put the vote. All those in favour? 5-0. Carried. Thank you. Office of the Chief Executive, for nothing. Elected members' motions of which previous notice has been given. We have nil. New business of an urgent nature approved by the person presiding or by the decision of the meeting. We did, everyone should receive the late item got sent out today. Would someone like to move that we actually deal with that late item now? Thank you, Councillor Fisher. Seconder? Councillor Broad? All those in favour? 5-0. Carried. Thank you. So the late item is 12.1, lease of portion 1561 Clayton Road, Narrogin to Lions Club of Narrogin. The reason it's, one, it's a late item, one, it's we prudent to go through is because the Lions Club will be seeking grant funding for this particular shed, and they can't apply for grant funding, there's a little less of words when we go. Hence why we're asking to put this through.
Did we get the site plan as well as the shed plan?
Yeah, the site plan was just right in the corner where we when did we discuss that?
Yeah, the NBA.
So it's in that corner.
Right in the corner.
No, it's right in the corner. So that's the shed. We're going to keep that for us putting in another shed there for the bus.
Concerns about the tree that's all been resolved. Concerns about the tree. No problem with the tree there. There was discussion about the concerns.
No, it's not very rude. The only thing I had on the actual lease, so through the chair, item 9.
Yes.
And it's just a. Item 9.
Can someone move the item, please?
Can I move?
No, we moved to actually accept the item to actually discuss it. Discuss the item.
I'll move the item.
Thank you, Councillor Weiss.
I was happy to second.
Thank you, Councillor Fisher. Thank you, Lisa. All right. Yes, so on.
Thank you, Brian. So item 9 on page 29, just if you look at B, the electricity and water, and then we have E, very similar wording. I'm happy with the intention that the
bottom of the lease, item 9, page 30,
additional terms and conditions.
Yep, what's the question?
So, subsection B, under electricity and water.
Yep.
And then subsection E, electricity and water. It's almost a word for word copy, not quite. So it's probably just a typo or
if there's any minor changes like that.
Right. Yeah.
So that can be handled.
Thank you.
There's no.
I'm impressed you read that lease in that much detail in 4 hours. Work must be busy this afternoon.
I did it very quickly.
Proposed we don't pay McLean anything.
There's a dollar for the Shire in this.
Yeah, there is.
A dollar a year.
There is.
There's nothing to be sneezed at.
No, I agree.
Thank you.
Any other? Did you pick up any other points in the lease where you're going through?
There were a couple of full stops in the past.
All right. Any other questions or comments? No? All right, I'll put the vote. Vote in favour. Thank you. Carried.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for that. There being no more business, I will close the meeting at 7:54 p.m. Thank you, everyone, for attending. Thank you.